Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. You don't have to worry about this guy. Is he really going to go to the effort and put the product together? Is he going to put a good product together? Once he has the product and it's in his hands and he has control, is he going to still want to work with you? Are you going to give him some ideas on how to market? How do you know he's going to pay you? You know, you got to maintain the control. Hi, this is Michael Sunoff with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a consult I did with one of my audio marketing secrets buyers. His name is William Clemens over in Chicago. He called me about questions about working with and creating and developing an information product on search engine optimization. You'll hear me give him my best advice on why he should consider not doing it, why he should consider creating and developing the product himself rather than relying on his partner to create and develop the product, and you'll hear me talk about product excellence. There's about 40 minutes of information on my views about product creation, joint ventures, product markets, and more. So get ready, and let's get going. Enjoy.
Hello, Will.
Hey, Will, it's Mike Sunoff here.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So tell me, what do you got going? You ordered my Audio Marketing Secrets product?
Yes.
How'd you find out about my site originally?
Good question. I'm going to say it was probably when I was looking for Jay Abraham's stuff.
Are you a Jay Abraham fan?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
And where do you live?
Chicago.
And are you in school or are you done with school?
Actually, I left Purdue after about a year and a half, and I started an IT company. And that's been going pretty well, but I'd rather be a marketing consultant. I'd rather do marketing for other people, and I feel that I have more leverage there. I have a couple businesses that I can take a dollar and turn into $5 given 12 months, but I only have so many dollars. So I'd rather work with people who have more dollars than I do, do the same thing for their products, their services, and get a better cut. And I actually don't like working either, so I prefer to work less and make more.
Basically, you are the computer guy. Do you specialize on fixing any type of computers or just people's personal PCs or networks or what?
In particular, most of our clients are small or mid-sized businesses, so they have anywhere from, say, 15 to 70 computers, and we manage everything for them.
Wow. How many employees do you have?
Right now, only about 3. But I haven't actually gone on site for a client in a long time.
So you just farm it out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How long have you been into computers, and how did you learn how to fix them all?
I started when I was 16, so it was like 8 years ago, is when I got my first little client doing business IT stuff, and that was pure luck. I was just a geek, and someone referred me to somebody else and got my first client, then I got 5 clients. Then I started enjoying life.
Good. How do you currently charge? Is it a retainer thing or per job or what?
Just per hour.
Per hour.
Yep.
What do you bill at per hour?
Our highest rate right now is $132, lowest rate $75. It really depends on how much the client can afford. If we're going to lose somebody at $125, then we'll go down to $115 or something like that.
And then you pay your employees a certain amount per hour?
Yep.
Do you mind me asking? I'm just curious.
Not a problem. It depends on the employee. But the lowest I pay is $25 an hour. The highest I pay is $35 an hour.
Wow, that's great. And so you just farm it out. You just say, I got some work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Thank you. I like to make the business bigger, but I don't see myself at 40 years old still doing just that.
Is it running on its own pretty good, or how much time does it take you to put into the business?
No future sales or anything. Just to maintain what I have is under an hour a day. So it's not huge to maintain. Though if I want to do sales and marketing, obviously it takes a lot more time than that.
Right. Do you have regular clients coming back to you over and over again?
Yeah, actually most of our clients are on maintenance agreements where we're there every 2 weeks for a certain number of hours just to make sure the computers are running well, and then they call us on top of that for projects or bigger issues and things like that.
How many clients do you have?
Right now, about 20 clients that use us on a maintenance basis, and then we have about 100 total that have called us in the past, let's say, 18 months for different projects and work.
Oh, that's great. So it keeps you and your three guys pretty busy.
Yep.
And now you're just looking to go beyond.
Yes.
All right. What kind of ideas do you have going?
Well, here's my first project. Actually, I have two companies that I'm working with, helping them do marketing. One guy, and this is the guy I particularly want to talk to you about, because what he wants to do is along the same lines of what you've done already and what you are helping people do. He has put together a course on SEO, internet marketing, the search engine optimization stuff, and he has basically a syllabus. It could be either 5 weeks or 10 weeks, depending on how you parse it out. His original idea was making it into a seminar, like a live teleconference, and then my thinking was that we could only do it maybe 6 times a year, and that would be keeping him pretty busy. Why not just turn it into a product, just like your stuff is? It's just an audio with transcripts or audio plus a book that has the same content in it, and hopefully be able to sell it for almost the same price, or maybe like 20% less than what we were expecting.
Same price as what?
That's one more question I have for you. We were hoping that we could get about $1,200 for it and pay partners a percentage of that. Now I think we need to lower that, but maybe we can offer two different courses.
So is this guy just an incredible SEO guy?
Actually, he's relatively new to the field, but he has some clients right now that are paying him. One of his clients, for instance, pays him $500 a month for the education he's providing. So he's able to sell it before, not in this capacity, not as an professional product, but he has been able to sell it on a personal consulting level.
He sells it as a service. He does it for him.
The clients he has now, some have paid him for it, but some pay him just to learn from him, ask him questions, and get his education.
So is this guy your client now, or is he a friend you're just trying to help? Is he a paying client? Is he paying you?
He is going to pay me a percentage of everything he makes.
Okay. You're doing the contingency type deal.
Right. He actually has about 5 businesses that he is working on starting, or ones he wants to start, rather. He has 2 that are active. One is this, and another one is an actual products company where he's importing stuff from China and whatnot. And my deal with him is that when I help him grow these businesses, I get 20%.
Now, is he a friend of yours?
No.
What's your nature, your relationship with him?
I am his marketing consultant, and he is a business owner. Originally, he was looking for someone to help him with one particular marketing strategy. And I said, well, here's what I can do for you. And, of course, I've spent thousands of dollars learning marketing. I've spent a fortune getting to this point. I think I have a pretty good plan for him. I'm perfecting it by learning stuff from you and whatnot.
Well, let me ask you this. He's got some expertise, right? And if you're going to basically be doing all the work, why even deal with him for 20%? Why don't you put your own product together for 80% and find even more of an expert than what he's doing? He sounds like he's just got going. He's got only 5 clients. That's some credibility, but it's not a ton of credibility. And if you wanted to stick with the SEO, which is a very hungry, hot topic, you can go interview SEO experts that are a lot more credible than him, do the interviews, they're willing to do it for free, set up deals with each one of these SEOs if you refer them any business, that you can take some back-end money on any clients that you refer to them. That's a no-brainer. I can show you how to do that. And then you take those recordings and get them transcribed, and you have yourself a nice little front-end SEO product that divulges a lot of great advice on SEO, where you do the interviews. Or if you're uncomfortable doing the interviews, you hire someone to do the interviews for you. Or you have the people who do the interviews, they're going to have all the questions you need to ask already. And then you keep all the money. I mean, why spend your time and effort helping him do his startup company when you can do it all yourself? Do you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying.
What's your thinking?
My interest is in actually not doing all that much work. My interest is in him having put together the course, him having to do most of the work, and my position with him is setting up partnerships with other people who can promote his stuff. My idea with him and with any other company I partner with is that I deal with them maybe 2 phone calls a week in getting him set up in the right direction. I also have to do things like write letters, trying to find joint ventures and work with people who could do joint ventures with us. And that kind of stuff. But I don't want to be responsible for filling orders. I don't want to be responsible for managing all that stuff.
What if you set the product up all digital, where it was all automatic, just like my audio marketing secrets? You know, you ordered my course, you were sold on the course, and we're talking now. You're already a customer. I didn't have to do anything. And what's your hesitancy about putting the product together for yourself? Are you controlling the product?
Absolutely none. If it's more money, I'd rather do that.
Yeah, I mean, why be a marketing consultant for someone else's product when marketing's everything? The product's the easy part. It's a no-brainer to put 5 or 10 interviews together on SEO. You could do that in a week, or you could have someone line these interviews up, and you could have your questions, and you ask all the SEO experts the same exact questions. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable at first doing the interviews, but you can knock that out in a week or two and have your product. You'll have to invest a little money, get it transcribed, edit the audios. It is a lot of work at the beginning, but then you have total control. You don't have to worry about this guy. Is he really going to go to the effort and put the product together? Is he going to put a good product together? Once he has the product and it's in his hands and he has control, is he going to still want to work with you? Are you going to give him some ideas on how to market? How do you know he's going to pay you? You know, you got to maintain the control. You really do. Because you're hesitant about doing the work on the front end and trusting him that everything's going to go good. You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. 8 out of 10 times it's not, if you don't keep control of the product. That's why I always recommend you put the product together. I have people approach me all the time for joint ventures, and I'm like, forget it. The most valuable thing is my list and my customers. I do some joint ventures, but for the most part, it'd just be stupid for me to promote someone else and promote someone else's product when I've got all the products I need to promote, and I have the ability to create any of the products that I want to. Because if you have a successful product and you're getting sales, and there's no reason for sales to stop, wouldn't you rather have all the control and 80% more money than hoping and being in a beggar's position because you don't have control? It's just a lot of stress. You're much better off doing it. Pay your dues, and you keep control. And then do your marketing consulting for your own product. If you set it up digitally, you don't have to touch it. No printing, nothing. You just set it up as a digital product. All you got to do is send a link. Just like I did. I didn't even have to send it. Once the order form was up, it sent you to the thank you page, right?
Yes. Let me ask you this then. Let's say I have a digital product. Everything's up at a website that has a good sales letter on it. I have a way for them to get some sales letter to some kind of free thing, and then from there I upsell any of these SEO or related courses. Let's say I have 10 different products available and a decent online sales system for all of them. My number one idea for getting traffic and getting people to buy or at least interested in this was partnering with people, honestly, like you. If you have a joint venture, I don't know where I would go. My idea basically was if I offer something unique, let's say something about SEO that no one else can offer, maybe I do offer but mine's priced less or something like that. My number one idea was going to other marketing experts, not necessarily SEO directly competitor type products, but
yeah,
going to, I don't even know if you offer an SEO course, for instance, but you have people who are interested in marketing, people who are interested in all kinds of different marketing. So your clients may be eager for an SEO product as well because they already have an audio course, they already have a website, they already have everything you taught them, but they could use this one extra piece.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com. Your thinking is right. Approach me, a marketer who's got a market, who may be interested in your product, who has a list. There's nothing wrong with that thinking. However, just with me particularly, it's probably not going to work for the reason because I'm so proficient at creating and developing my own information products. But a lot of expert marketers are not. A lot of people you could approach are very ineffective at creating and putting their own products together. They don't have the computer know-how. They don't have the confidence to do interviews. So if you had a product already put together, joint venturing is the best way to go. I'm just not going to be your best candidate, but there are people out there you can certainly approach with it for sure.
Do you joint venture yourself?
I do.
How do you approach people for the same kind of stuff that I bought, like marketing type courses you joint venture for, or are there other things you joint venture for?
With my products, like let's say, for instance, my audio marketing secrets product, I would approach someone with a list, and I would say, here's a product that I developed, and it's just basically like an affiliate thing. Here's my series of promotional emails. Here's the statistics of what it's done for me and others in the past, and let's do a deal. If you want to mail out this email to your list, I'll pay you X amount on each sale. I'll do 50% because it's all digital product. And I would approach someone who has a non-competing product and who I know has a list of people that fit the market criteria for the product I have. So for audio marketing secrets, how to take your idea and turn it into an information product by using audio. And I could approach anyone who's selling information products, you know, paper and ink products or internet internet marketers, really, this product fits for a lot of people. But I would just set up a deal. I'd just simply call them, introduce myself. Here's what I have. Here's what it's done. It's non-competing with you. There's always people looking for people to approach them with deals of good products that have in the past shown some results. And it's just as simple as that. So if you had control and you did the work up front and developed your own product, and then you approach someone with a list of 100,000 people, you're in the driver's seat. You can negotiate 50-50. You could make 60%. They make 40%. You get to negotiate anything. If you have to rely on your product owner, which would be this guy, if he ever puts the product together, if it's a good product, are you going to approach an established marketer in the industry who's got a large list? He now has to rely on you, and he has to worry about who developed this product, the credibility of that product. It may make him more hesitant to do the deal because there's not only you involved, there's the credibility of the developer of the product. And then you also have a chance of getting cut out of the deal because before he does the deal, he's going to want to review the product. He wants to know, what is it? Who are you? Are you just this broker? Or are you the guy who controls the product? He may want to go direct to him. He may think you're a good guy and he trusts you, but he may say, well, how can you be so sure that this developer, the product, is ethical, and how do you know he's going to deliver the product to my customers who buy it? When there's someone who accepts a joint venture on the other end, he's going to be very protective of his customer. He doesn't want to set up a bad deal and endorse a product that could possibly destroy his reputation. Look at Oprah Winfrey, what happened when she endorsed that guy's book, and he turned out to be a fraud. How embarrassing that was for her. Do you remember that?
I don't follow news very much, but that doesn't sound very good at all.
No, Oprah Winfrey is a Book of the Month club, and there was a guy who wrote this book, and she endorsed him up and down. She had him on the show. He was a Book of the Month club. He sold 1 million books, and then they found out the guy made up half the stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so she lost credibility with all her viewers. She lost trust with her viewers that she didn't take the time to check out this person in this book that she endorsed to her millions of fans. She lost a lot of credibility. It was very embarrassing for her and damaging for her reputation and business because her credibility is based on her fans trusting her and what she presents.
I completely see your point. I do agree with you on your point about having control of my own product. That sounds a whole lot better.
You got to have control. You got to just get over the lazy factor. Okay, it is a pain in the ass. It is work, but it's not that much work. You can farm a lot of the stuff out. I have a service. If you had the money, you could hire me to create all the audios and do all the editing and all the transcripts for you if you weren't in a time constraint. So it's either you got time or you got money. You know, it's either you invest money to have someone who knows how to do it for you. And I could put together 5 or 6 audio interviews with experts on SEO, get them all transcribed, get them on CD, and then you've got now a product to hustle. It's been done. You've paid for the production of it. And then now you go do your marketing. You own it, and you go do your marketing and start selling it. But there's another thing I would recommend when you're thinking about a product. I wouldn't recommend you do an SEO. Even though it's got a very high passion index, meaning people want to know answers to SEO, you could still do it, but you've got to take this into consideration. SEO is always changing, and your product could be outdated or obsolete in the blink of an eye. Any major change with Google could make your SEO stuff totally obsolete, and then you've got to create a whole other product.
That's a good point.
And that's the same thing with learning how computers. You as a computer expert, you've got to constantly be training yourself and relearning stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
All the technology is happening so fast that as time goes by, you now have to invest all your time relearning. That's why you should pick a product that is timeless. Like my marketing is timeless. Direct mail, for the most part, is timeless. Copywriting is timeless. Things that deal with human nature, those are just a couple examples. There's thousands of things that are timeless. You know, how to hit a golf ball straight, that's timeless. That's never going to really change. You can find high passion type products that are timeless, but I would stick with a timeless product so you don't have to keep reinventing the product.
So you wouldn't recommend doing something that could go out of date, and I also agree with that.
Yeah, because it could be obsolete, and if you invested money with me to do it or you invested your time is the most valuable thing you have. So when you're choosing a product, choose something that's timeless, that doesn't always have to be redone because of technology and changes with the internet. That's changing so quick. But if you don't mind doing it, and look, if you started selling it, you make 100 grand a year with the product. Really, if it takes you 5-10 grand to update the product, I guess it doesn't have to be a totally bad thing. It could give you reasons to come back to your customers. I guess kind of like with software, as there's updates, you send them a new update, or in the product, you could promise them updates and changes on a monthly basis. So it's not a total deal killer, but it's something to consider. I guess it could work for you or against you. You do have to weigh the market. It's a very hungry market. People want traffic. They want someone to do it for them. They want SEO, like your client. I don't know if they're going to want to buy a product to learn how to do it themselves. There may be a small minority of people who want to learn how to do it themselves. I don't want to learn how to do it myself. I'd rather just pay someone to do it for me, just like you're consulting. This guy doesn't want to learn how to do it himself. He wants you to do it for him. Today, people want results. They want someone to do it for them. So that's another thing you need to consider with an SEO product. Does someone really want to do it themselves? And if it's a product that teaches them how to do it themselves, it may not be as hot of a market as you think, rather than if it was a product that did it for them. If there was a piece of software that all they had to do is fill some things in, and it was a tool that increased their SEO that was very simple, or if it was a system that's very simple that they could do themselves, if you made it easy to show them how to do it, that's something you could sell. I'll give you an idea right here, okay? Right now, my site, hardtofindseminars.com, for months it's been banned from Google.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't know what happened, actually. I have no idea. But this has been going on for a year. Actually, the home page is back on, you know, the index page. So I had to come up with strategies to get listed in the search engines. So I have several techniques that I've used that have worked very successful. And one is by leveraging off other websites that have great SEO rankings. And one way was using podcasts. I submitted over 200 of my audio recordings to podcast directories all over the internet, the largest ones. So if you search my name, Michael Sinoff, you're not going to see Michael Sinoff come up at hardtofindseminars.com, but you'll see it come up in all these podcast directories. And podcasts are viral. People pick them up. They'll put them on their site. They'll use RSS feeds and feature them. So that's been a wonderful way for me to generate traffic. Another system that I use for SEO is using eBay. I took about 150 of my audio recording transcripts, and I modified them to work with all the eBay rules and regulations, and I posted $1 auctions to sell the download of the transcript, and I actually play the audio recording on the eBay auction. So I have 150 eBay auctions with these 45-page transcripts. You know, each one's an hour or longer, so I have all the transcripts on each one of these eBay auctions with tons of text, okay? And then I have the flash audio, which plays, so someone can go search a topic, a keyword like copywriting, and they'll see a free audio right on an eBay auction. They can listen to the whole thing. They can read the transcripts. But if they buy it for $1, they're paying for the link that they can download the MP3, right? Kind of like what iTunes does. But what a lot of people don't know is eBay has a deal with Google where Google is updating eBay's content daily. So you can now put in on Google many of the major marketing search terms, and then my eBay auctions will pop up, sometimes right at the top. So the whole idea is I'm leveraging the top websites like Amazon, eBay, podcast directories, and just getting descriptions listed in there. Now, I buy and resell J. Abraham stuff, so I did a search and opened up an eBay store. And on the eBay store, you can write a description of what your store's about. And before I had a description about my stuff, but when I saw it pop up, I went and altered the eBay store description. Another great way is using articles. This has been fantastic. There's a great article website called easingarticles.com. And I've submitted about 150 articles, very well written, and I didn't do all the work myself. I paid a copywriter to go through my audio transcripts of my best recordings and to create articles out of them. And he submitted them to easingarticle.com. So if you did a search on my name, Michael Sinoff, you'll see my articles come up. And then when you go to the article, it goes to the bio. And, of course, my bio has a link to my site. So these three or four ideas you could create a product out of. I mean, I could create a whole product out of that about how I got banned from Google and beat the search engines just by thinking out of the box. So there's always a way. Is that a timeless thing? eBay, that's probably pretty timeless. You can create a system like that. For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
remember.
It's okay. These are very awesome ideas.
And they've worked.
I hope your Google thing passed.
My index page is ranked, but all my internal pages on all my other sites are not. My index page did just come back like a month ago. We're crossing our fingers and hoping we'll get all the internal pages back. It definitely has hurt my business, but it's forced me to think creatively to create alternative methods for generating traffic to my site.
Very cool. Not to turn it into a sales call, but what do you charge to put together informational products?
It's all based per project, so it could be anywhere from $4,900 to $7,900. If I was to do a series of audio recordings on SEO, we could pick out maybe 5 or 6 or 7 experts in the industry, and I would do the interviews, I would do the editing, I would have them transcribed, and I'd present you the masters to them, and I would also do a internet audio infomercial, which is an audio recording that's designed to sell the recordings. Like, I would interview you, why did you put this product together, and we'd create an audio infomercial that would sell the product or get people interested in the product. And I could think about it and get back with you and give you a quote on that.
Don't worry about that right now because I don't even know if I would want to do SEO. Well, I think a little more about timeless stuff and then get back to you.
I would encourage you to do it yourself. I really would, before you even hire me. If you absolutely think you don't want to do it, fine. But I think being able to do it and get through and having the confidence to do one product is going to really benefit you in the long run, because once you can do one, you're going to have the confidence to do another. And then you're a product-making machine. You've got the confidence and you know that you can create a product on anything. That skill is invaluable, and it gives you the opportunity to show other people how to do it or to hire someone to do it. But you've got to be able to do it yourself once or twice. If you were my brother, that's what I would tell you to do. Bite the bullet, do it yourself, learn how to edit an audio recording, learn how to do an interview, get comfortable with it.
Can we go back to joint ventures for a minute?
Sure.
You said that when you're looking for someone to joint venture with, you just give them a call and you said that you provide them with my notes to say 50% commission generally or right around there.
You know, there's no rules, okay? There's no one set thing.
I need to approach people and I need to get as good a response as I can possibly get from them, meaning I could create 1,000 products, but it won't mean anything unless I can get joint venture deals. And my question is, the best way to approach them, is it by phone? Is it by email? I know you don't do them, but you know how you reach the people that have been beneficial to you.
I like picking up the phone. You know, there's nothing better than picking up the phone. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. Email's okay, too. You can do a combination of both. I would just get over your phone fear and just pick up the phone. I just scheduled an interview. There's a great marketer online, and I had him down to do an interview with him. And I called him. I left a couple messages. He left me an email back that he wouldn't be back till Tuesday. I never heard from him. And I picked up the phone. I just introduced myself. And we talked for a little bit, and we scheduled the interview for Monday. And, you know, a lot of these marketers are sitting at home, and they're in their home office, and the phone isn't ringing a lot. Pick up the phone. No big deal. I'd pick up the phone and introduce yourself and just tell them what you got. Tell them what the deal is, what's in it for them. They're all in business. They're open to ideas. Everyone will listen to your idea. Doesn't mean they're going to accept it, but they'll listen.
Of course.
Since you don't have a product yet, and it would be a new product, it would be untested waters, to get someone to joint venture with you may be a little bit more difficult at first until you had a track record. So if it was a digital product, then once you put your effort into creating it, you controlled it, and you would approach someone, you may just say, look, I've got this product. It hasn't been tested. I think it's got a good shot at pulling a good response. If you're willing to test it with your list, I'll let you review it. You can give them 80%. You can give them 90%. And that's okay, because you also want to build in some back-end stuff for yourself, you know? You want to use strategy when you're developing your audio interviews. So let's say you're doing audio interviews, for example, let's say they're with SEO, and you set up deals with each one of the 7 SEO experts that you do the interview with, and they agree to pay you 20% on any new client that you bring them from a result of that interview. So then you can approach someone with a list. You don't have to tell them about your back end. You can give them 100%, especially if it's digital, and then you could just rely on the 20%. That's just to get some testing, so you can get some numbers. You got to make them agree to give you stats, and if they give you stats, they agree to give you the rights to use your stats of how the product pulled. So then let's say it pulls a 2 or 3 or 4% response, and it makes this guy X amount of money. You sold it for this amount, and he made this much money. Then you can approach someone and say, now I've got this product. We just did did a test with this guy. He had a list of this, and it pulled this much. And now you've got some proof of what the product can expect to generate to a good responsive list. And now you have leverage. So if you have leverage and you know what it's going to do, you can predictably calculate how much revenue them mailing it out to their list is going to produce for them, then you don't have to give away the farm. You can give away 50%. If you found that you tested it again and you made some changes to it and it was able to produce an ungodly result, a wonderful response, and it made your joint venture partners a lot of money, then you could pay them only 20% and you keep 80%. It's no big deal for them to put the email in and send it out as long as they feel comfortable and they like your product and it's credible, and they can make 20%, especially if the results are so good. So it all depends on what your product's going to do for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
There's marketers that will approach someone on joint ventures and say, you only get 10% and you give me 90%, and that comes with confidence. Now you got to be pretty confident to ask for that, but that confidence will be there if you know what this thing produces and if you can prove the results. They can take it or leave it. It all has to do with your confidence.
One other personal question, I guess. When you've done joint venture deals, I know that products aren't exactly the same and not even necessarily similar, but what number got most of them interested? Was it something like 10 grand, or did most of them not want to even talk to you unless they could get a lot more out of you?
Well, the number's going to be relative to the size of the list, the names. You know, the names is where it's at. You really want to talk in percentages, so whoever you're talking to can calculate what that number will be. So for every 100 people on their list, let's say it makes them $100. Each name is worth $1 to them. So if you've tested your offer to list and you know that it brings back $1 for every name on the person's list, then you obviously want to approach people with the largest list or who you believe have the largest list. So really you want to talk in terms of percentages of returns rather than dollar amounts, because until you know the size of the guy's list, then you can calculate it easily.
So for the most part, the way that they like to talk is just how much money they could make per name?
You could do per name, you could do the response rate, and then you can calculate what that means for each name on their list that will bring them back this amount. So you can talk in either of those terms. Percentage of return on investment, dollar per name. Dollar per name is a nice way to present it. So if they have 100,000 names on their list, we can expect that this promotion will bring them in $100,000. Okay?
Very good information. I don't have any other questions right now.
Okay. So I've given you a lot to think about. Create your own product. Keep control of your own product. Keep all of the money. Keep all of the control. Think about a timeless product, something you don't have to keep investing your time recreating, but weigh that against a hungry market. Decide whether you want to do it yourself or pay an expert to do it for you. Now, I would also tell you, when you create your product, do a kick-ass job. Don't put together a crappy product. Don't just whip it together. Really either invest the money to do it right, be meticulous, do the absolutely best you can. Because if you do that, it could be a classic. Let's say you put together a shitty product and it's just okay, and you just need something to hustle to make a quick buck. You may get a couple joint ventures under your belt, but when the returns come back, you'll lose your credibility. So work harder than 99% of the people out there. And most audio interviews you hear out there, they're unedited. All my audio interviews, all the current ones in the last couple of years, have been meticulously edited. We may spend 5 hours editing just 1 hour of an audio interview, but we do that for the listener. Because no listener likes to listen to guys going, and the guys cracking jokes, and hold on, and phone beeping in. That's a waste of the listener's time. The listener listening to your audio or your product is busy. He's listening on the way to work. He's listening on the way home. He's trying to squeeze your stuff in while he's in the car, not doing everything else, or while he's exercising. So you got to be respectful, and he'll appreciate that and want to listen to your stuff over and over again, because you're not wasting his time. You're not disrespectful of his time. And then if you do it the best way possible and you have a great product, those products will continue to build your reputation and your brand, which is your name and your product, and it keeps selling for you over and over again every time someone listens to it. If you put together a shitty product and you're not respectful of the listener's time, and there's us and there's beeps and there's hold on and there's jokes and stupid stuff in the recording that's not relevant to the listener, there's nothing of value in it, then all the time they're listening, instead of building you up, is breaking you down, and you're losing your credibility. So either pay someone top dollar to produce it for you, because a good product will keep selling for you over and over again. Even when you've forgotten about it. Once you've got hundreds of products out there on audio or digital, right now, I have no idea who's listening to my stuff. I know there's probably hundreds of people listening to my voice right now all over the world, and you never know who's on the other end of that line. You never know who's listening and who will be impressed and who will pick up the phone and call me, which could result in a large deal. So that's another really important thing. Be excellent at whatever product you put together. Blow away the competition. Most people are too damn lazy to do it. And if you outwork them and outinvest them in your time and really create a great product, you'll really stand head and shoulders above everyone else. That'll come back to you tenfold.
Very cool. Mike, it has been a pleasure.
I enjoyed it, too. I got to talk about myself, and that's the whole key with these interviews. People love talking about themselves.
Yes, people do.
It's very easy. It's a great thing to do is to do these interviews, and you learn from people and let people talk about themselves and be able to use what they say and sell it and make money from it. Hey, what could be easier than that?
Not much.
That's the end of this Flash Consult with William. I hope this has been helpful. And if you'd like to discuss your product idea, don't hesitate to call me. Pick up the phone at 858-274-7851. And make sure you listen to my other recordings and consult at hardtofindseminars.com. It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information product that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information.